This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
In fact, this is love for God to keep his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. Okay, guys, I want us to finish now. You know, as I've been speaking, guys, about daddy. Guys, I love my daddy, guys. You know, I love that man so much, you know. So people don't understand what is this relationship I'm having with these people, you understand? I don't necessarily speak about it, you know, but I don't know. I'm trying to fight against my nature. I don't know, guys, my personality, you know. I'm very private. I'm very secretive, you know. I don't speak about things, you know. Sometimes I don't even tell people the things that I know because I don't know. I feel like, what for? You know, I don't know. I'm just a private person. Let me just say that, you know. So, but slowly but surely, I'm trying to fight against it. But at the same time, I also like part of it, you know. Nevertheless, guys, you know, guys, you need to understand, guys, that the sheep, they love their father. They might be, you know, into the things of the world and are worldly because they are listening to pastors, because to them, they think maybe what pastors are preaching is right. That's why I always tell you, stick to the word. That's what Jesus commanded me, you know, to rely on the word. He tells me, rely on the word. I want you to rely on the word. You know, why? Because guys, pastors are busy preaching their own beliefs. You know, one will open the church and tell you that God works together with ancestors. You read the word, daddy says, in time past, I spoke to the Israelites through the prophet. At that time, guys, they were physically alive. You understand? So he says, in these days, though, I speak through my son. So he never worked with ancestors. Even in the past, he says, do not consult mediums. You understand? Do not invoke the spirit of the dead. You understand? Just because the witch of Endor did that, it doesn't mean that it was to be done. You understand? And you find others opening churches tell you that you should pray to Mary. What for? Just because Mary was used as an envelope. It nowhere does it tell us to pray to Mary and pray to this thing called Rosary. Hail Mary, my foot. You know, and tell us to, you know, and erect statues that looks like something in heaven. You think about Jesus, you read the word, and it's like Jesus that does not even look like this thing, you know. And then they open churches, they tell you that there are more books written completing the word. You read the book of Revelations, John is told by Jesus that do not add or omit, you know, do not add to my word. You know, do not take out, do not omit the word. Yet you'll find these people from Mammon adding books, written pearls of whatever, great pearls of whatever, and book of Napili or Napli, whatever the thing, you know. And you think about that. Some will open churches, will tell you that there is no hell. You read the word, there is most definitely hell. You understand? Others open churches after telling us to get saved, which is right. They tell us that we should run after riches. They tell us that we are blessed by things of the world. When daddy says we shouldn't love the world, you know, they tell us that once you are saved, you are saved forever. Yet you read the word, once you know the truth and you continue in sin, you're no longer forgiven, you know. So it's things like that. It's like wolves, guys. They don't care about daddy. They only care about their interest. They only care about what they want, you know. They only care about serving him in his guys, in their own terms. What about serving daddy in his own terms, guys? What about that man, guys, who lost his kids? What about that man, guys, who lost his kids? Kids who were adopted from him, and now he wants them back. And guys, when you understand that he's been loving his kids, he's been worried about his kids for more than 6,000 years, and now he wants them back. I mean, guys, if you don't understand that, guys, if you don't understand that, you will never understand anything, guys. Guys, I'm sad because you see, guys, the wolves, they don't care about daddy. That's why they open churches and preach whatever they want to preach, because it's about them. They actually want followers. They want followers. You understand? But guys, sheep, they care about him because his commands, guys, are not burdensome. That's why I opened 1 John chapter 5. He says his commands are not burdensome. Guys, they are not burdensome for those born of him. I want us to go to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. Verse 9 says, no one who is born of God will continue in sin because God's seed remains in them. They cannot go on sinning because they have been born of God. You understand? Meaning, guys, the sheep, guys, they love their father. Guys, the sheep, they love their father. You understand? And they want to please him. They don't sin because they can't continue in sin because the seed of their father is in them. You understand? And they can't sin because they want to keep their father. You know, guys, Jesus says, I do everything he says because I love him. Ah, guys, you listen to the firstborn saying that. He came down here, guys, to show us how we should be towards daddy, how we should treat daddy, how we, you understand, guys, I'm trying to say, ah, guys, that is my father, guys. I care so much about that man. You know, guys, sometimes I become so angry at them because, guys, my life is a series of tests, test after test, test after. And sometimes, guys, I become so angry that sometimes, you know, when they tell me that they love me and I'm like, I don't answer. You know, I don't respond because I'm angry. And one time when I was angry, you know, he said to me, are you still angry? To this day, you're still angry because I was not responding, you know. And they were like, you're still angry. I said, yeah, I'm angry. No, guys, when daddy gives you proof, you know, you are not necessarily like a believer because you've got proof. So it's like you are a witness, you know, to his word, you know. So even when you are angry, you can't disobey them because in your mind, it's like this is the only book that is truthful in life. You can never find any book that is actually the word of truth. Only the Bible. No way. Nothing else, guys. Nothing else. Believe me when I tell you, there is no other book you'll ever find that is truthful. Only the Bible. You understand? And, you know, because of that, even when I'm angry, I can't disobey them because in my mind, it's like, why would I deny the truth? I'm angry, granted, I'm angry at them because my life is a series of tests, test after test, and I'm becoming angry, I'm becoming weaker, you know, and I can't go to pastors, they're busy preaching their own beliefs. I can't go to people who go to church, they've got beliefs of churches, not the beliefs of the word. So the very people that I'm angry at, I have to go back to them, you know, and get encouragement and support, you know, from them. And believe me, guys, they are the ones who say, you're still angry. You're still angry with me, you know. And daddy will say, I have to test you, you know. And at that time, guys, I'm not even interested in what he's saying. I'm angry because it's like, you're not testing me now. You're killing me, you know. But at the same time, guys, I find myself going back, you know, and I'm saying, and I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry for being angry that long. It's just that, guys, it's too much. You know, guys, when you've got proof, daddy tests you, guys, to a point that you like, you know what, that is better than this. That is better than this. You know, you look at Paul's, you look at Peter, you look at James, you know, they were so much tested, you know, left, right, and center. And it's because daddy knew that they can't refute the truth that they knew. You know, guys, when you can't refute the knowledge that you have, you know, I can't take away the proof they've given me. Guys, it's so much that I can't deny it. You know, that's why at the end, I always say the word of God still remains the only source of information about his kingdom. You know, even though I'm angry, guys, I love my daddy. Guys, I love that man so much. You know, so I think about him, you know, lately, you know, in fact, if you've been listening to this podcast, you will realize that I love my Lord so much. But lately, guys, I've been thinking about my daddy as well because, yes, my Lord came down here and he's the one who felt the pain for the three years, you know, down here. And whenever he spoke, they were ready to kill him because they didn't want to hear, you know, what he was saying, yet Jesus was thinking about a sheep. He says, my sheep listen to me, they follow me, you know, and I'm willing to die for them. And my Father has given me the greatest, and no one can snatch them away from my hand, you know. And you know, guys, the wolves don't care about daddy. Yes, guys, Jesus' blood is available for both wolves and the sheep, because Adam came from Jesus, who came from God. Do you understand? Yes, Adam look is like his father, Satan, because he doesn't care about daddy. After knowing the truth, Adam knew the truth. He was given the command, yet he disobeyed and listened to Satan. So the wolves open churches, meaning they have the word, yet they open churches and preach their own beliefs. So wolves don't care about daddy. You understand? But Jesus cares about daddy, guys. Paul cared about daddy. You know, I care about daddy, guys. I care about the sheep because I know that daddy cares so much about them, guys. I don't even know how to pray because I sit and I'm like, what am I going to be praying for? What, guys, what will I be asking for? Except for that man to get his kids. I just want that man to get his kids because he's also sad. He's also said, guys, we were adopted, you know, and we lived here on earth learning everything from the tree of good and evil, learning, you know, from wolves, and wolves are running the show. You open TV, you watch wolves running the show, you know, on TV, and guys, wolves are busy running the show. You go to churches, wolves are also running the show. They're opening Bibles, preaching their own things, meaning they are running the show also in churches. Churches are filled with people who love what pastors are saying, not necessarily in love with what Jesus is saying. You know, if you go to the Gospel of Matthew 15, you know, the Pharisees, they go to Jesus and say that his disciples are eating without washing their hands. And Jesus is angry and he responds to them and he says, you too, you don't obey the commands of God. You worship him in vain. You know, your worship is something that is taught by men. It doesn't come from the heart. You actually disobey the word of God for the sake of your tradition, you understand? And guys, it's the same thing that is happening today, you understand? People are worshiping busy, you know, in churches, crying crocodile tears. After that, they go and run after money. After that, they go and run after the things of the world. After that, they go and run after riches. They disobey him, continue in sin, because to them, it's like, it's all about them. It's all about them. What God is going to do for them, what they want from God. What about him? What about the man? What about him? He wants back his kids. He wants back his children. Can you not bear with him in the meantime? Can you not bear with him in the meantime? You understand? In the meantime, can you not bear with him? Let him get back his children instead of you worrying about this life, worried about what you're going to get on this side. What about the man caring about his kids? You know, guys, you read about, in fact, Peter speaks about the fact that daddy is so patient, you know, that he's patient with us. People are asking, oh, God has been saying that he's coming. It's been 2,000 years and more, he's not coming. Let me tell you what, he's not going to come. If you go to the book of Revelations, it says that the elect were chosen before the creation of the world, meaning that daddy will not come until the elect have all been born here on earth and know his word and are reaped. You understand? Because you see, guys, the earth will go on and on and on and on, because if the last elect will be born in the next century, then we're going to be here on earth until the next century. If the last elect will be born in the next decade, then we're going to be here on earth until the next decade. You understand? Because it's not about us. He will wrap up this earth like a garment, as he's promised. Is he coming? Definitely. His soon is not like our soon. In fact, his soon is not acceptable. Daddy, your soon is not acceptable, because you see, Jesus left 2,000 years ago and he said, soon I'm coming. Guess what? It's still soon. 2,000 and some change years ago, it's still soon. Jesus said, I'm coming soon. And he is coming. But his soon is not the kind of soon that we are used to. Why? If he's elect, if the last born, meaning that last born of his elect will be born in the next century, we're going to be here until the next century. or in the next decade, we're going to be here until that last born is born. Then the earth will end. Then he will wrap it up like a garment. Then the wolves will go to their father. In the meantime, the wolves are busy running the show in churches, preaching their own nonsense, their own beliefs, while carrying the word. It's okay. The word is here, though. If you open TV, you watch the wolves. Wolves, guys, are busy. They are running the show on earth. Everywhere I go, I come across wolves running the show. I'm surrounded by wolves. They are running the show. Don't worry. You know, the time will come. Daddy will come. But in the meantime, if you are a sheep, please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you as Nini, please, let us work together with Jesus. Let us work together with Paul, with Peter, with James, with John. Let's make sure that Daddy get back his kids. I love my daddy, guys. I want him to get back his kids. Until next.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God because in these last days God speaks only through his Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me. That is why we stick with the truth of his word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.